Well, we're listening to Romania, Romania, and this is Charlie Bernhout welcoming you back to 2 hours of Jewish soul music. This is show number 337 for March 21st. Spring is here, 2016. Well, not exactly, but you know, one of the things that I love about living here in the metropolitan area is the changing seasons. And as I walk through Central Park and just see the buds starting to sneak out there, and all of a sudden their leaves and the park is so green and beautiful. And I'm sure you have that where you live, unless you're down south someplace. But for me, it's just this wonderful renewal, the death and the renewal, the death and the renewal. Yeah, anyway, well, okay, the passing and then the renewal. You remain in Romania. Yeah, my dad was born in Bukovina, so I guess I have some Romanian blood. Some people say it's not such a thing to be proud of, but I think when the border was, at the time when my father was there, 120, 110 years ago, or whatever it was, it may have been in the good part, if there is such a thing. Oh, you know what? I was just thinking as I was listening to Romania, Romania, my father used to make, he called it a kalesha. It was sort of a, I don't know, a yellow grain of some sort, and we put brinza cheese in. Is there such a thing as brinza cheese anymore? I have to look that up. But it was Mama Liga? I don't even know what that is. Anyway, I hope that Josh is listening, because we're going to be playing a few songs for a sing-along, because sing-alongs are so very, very important, you know, puts you in a good mood. So first sing-along will be Hine Matov.
Hine Matov Umanaim Sheretachim Gam Yachad Hine Matov Nadim shevet achim gam yachad. Hine matov shevet achim gam yachad. Hine matov
Na'im, Shevet Achim Gar Yachad.
Okay, we have a few more, but I just wanted to point out to you that I will be in Netanya on May 30th, that's Monday night, giving the Rosenblatt presentation, Yosla's World. Many of you know about that presentation. I gave it a half a dozen times in Israel last year, and I'm looking forward to being in Netanya, and perhaps your shul might want to have it. I'll be traveling around for the first 8 or 10 days of June, but if you're somewhere in Yerushalayim, I spend a lot of time in Yerushalayim, or we'll be in the north perhaps, just get in touch with me. I'd be happy. I have now three presentations. You know, I do my Yiddish comedy. Those are recordings of Myron Cohen and Mickey Katz and some of the greats. I've been doing that for over 30 years. That's an hour or more of nonstop laughter. But I'm very proud of the Yosla's World presentation that I've been giving. I gave that about, as I mentioned, in Israel and about a dozen times in the States. And just a couple of weeks ago, I gave it at the Westside Institutional here in the city, and I'll be giving it in other congregations throughout the area. But I am just 98% completed with my third presentation, which I'm very, very excited about. It's the history of Jewish music. And it's, of course, from my view, my viewpoint, my subjective viewpoint. And I have been testing it on people. And it's very, very controversial. And it's very, very good. Anyway, May 30th in Netanya, I'll be giving the presentation to some lovers of Chazanut. I'll have more details about that in the future, but if you're in that area, you want to save Monday night, May 30th. I look forward to meeting many of you who I know are listening. Let's get back to a sing-along. This, Josh, it's very important to sing, you know? And these are sing-along songs. This will be, of course, Hava Nagila. Gotta play that. If I hit the right button.
Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Ben Ismecha. Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Ben Ismecha. Hava Neralena, Hava Neralena, Hava. Ah, 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 ah
Ava, Nera Nena, Ava, Nera Nena, Ava, Ava, Ben Ismecha. Oro, Oro, Achim, Uru Achim, Benesaneya, Uru Achim, Benesaneya, Uru Achim, Benesaneya, Uru Achim, Benesaneya, Uru Achim, Uru Achim, Benesaneya. Ava, Nagila, Ava, Nagila, Ava, Nagila, Ben Ismecha. Ava, Nagila, Ava, Nagila, Ava, Nagila, Ben Ismecha. Ava, Nera Nena, Ava, Nera Nena, Ava, Ava, Ben Ismecha. Ava, Nera Nena, Ava, Nera Nena, Ava, Ava, Ben Ismecha. Oro, Oro, Achim, Uru Achim, Benesaneya, Uru Achim, Benesaneya, Uru Achim, Benesaneya, Uru Achim, Benesaneya, Uru Achim, Uru Achim, Benesaneya.
Okay, one more, and did you notice that it's very hard to frown if you are singing? Naturally, the way the face goes, you smile when you sing. Yeah, that's my theory anyway. So if you want to bring a little cheer to yourself, to your family or friends, whatever, just sing along and have that smile. This is Shalom Aleichem, a quickie. Oh, yes. Okay. Very tricky words, right? Okay. Yehuda Green. He's got quite a few albums. I haven't played most of them, but I'm getting to it. You know Yehuda. And this first selection will be Mimkomcha. You know, he's involved with the Kalbach Shul, and this is appropriately a fantastic Kalbach selection. This is Mimkomcha.
Sim. מחכים וסיים לך עלינו כי מחכים אנחנו לא
Thank you. Shema Israel Hashem Elokeinu Hashem
more selection. This will be Hashiveinu, Yehuda.
Thank you.
Wow, okay, that's Yehuda. And just trying to figure out, let's see, Safam came on the scene 42 years ago. That was 1974, so it's 26 and 16. Yeah, 42 years ago. So that means if you're under 60, you probably don't know much about Safam. Under 50, you certainly. I know I've been playing it quite a few times over the years. One of my favorite groups, Safam. They're very special. And not only was their music special, but the words were very, very meaningful. They really captured the feeling at the time, and I think that it's also the feeling at this time. I'm going to play a few of the classics that I love, and their recordings are available. Safam, S-A-F-A-M. There's Dan Funk and Joel Sussman, Robbie Solomon, Alan Nelson, and Mark Snyder. They were early on the scene in New Jersey. Well, they're out of Massachusetts right now. Dan Funk is, and I know they still do perform. They're very, very special. First of all, a special interpretation of I'll Call Ayla. Very, very, very special. This is Safam.
Al harevash ve al haoketz, al hamar ve hamatok, al bitenu hatinoket shmoreli hatok, al haesh amivoeret, על המים הזקים, על האיש השב הביתה מן המרחקים. על כל אלה, על כל אלה, שמור נא לי אלי הטוב, על הדבש ועל העוקר. על המר והמתוק. Like the bee that brings the honey needs a stinger to compete, so our children learn to use the bitter with the sweet, and to keep the fires burning in the night and in the day, for the men who are returning from so far away. Don't uproot what has been planted, may our efforts never cease. Let our dearest wish be granted, bring us peace, oh
Ayla. Well, if you go back, this album was recorded in, let's see, what was it, 1983. 83 is was it 43 years ago. And Safam came out with this song about Yamit. Now, you know, Yamit was this wonderful city that was in the desert there. And it was given away to Egypt. Whole families were just uprooted and moved on. And of course, they wrote this song that they were praying that, here was the Sinai, it had the oil and everything like that. But in the name of peace, they picked up and moved them out, if you will. A little could they have predicted that 20-something years later, there would be a repeat of Yamit with Gush Katif. And many of you know that for years, Helen and I visited our friends in the different villages, if you will, in Gush Katif. And they were just wonderful. The farms were fantastic, and the people were so tied to the land. And, just as people were encouraged to go to Yamit and people were encouraged to go to Gush Katif, people were encouraged to go to Judea and Samaria, these were heroes. These were people that were holding on to the land, were trying to hold on to the land for our people. And they were treated horribly, really. But, the average Israeli scoffed at us. They never went to Gush Katif. As a matter of fact, the average Israeli doesn't even go to Yerushalayim, so I don't know what that means. Does the average Israeli really care whether Jerusalem stays in Jewish hands? I don't want to be that cynical, but it really is rather sad. So as we listen to the words of Yamit, remember that... that was at a time when heroes were encouraged to go from Yamit to Gush Katif. And now a lot of people in Gush Katif were former residents of Yamit and had been expelled. Okay, you got the idea. Let's hear Safam and Yamit.
In Yamit, the sun is setting and the shadows start to grow. The soldiers come, we are not ready. We never thought we'd have to go. Oh, Yamit, when all is said and done, we pray to know that peace will come one day. And we'll remember Yamit. Across these sands did our forefathers walk along for 40 years to reach the land that they were promised. They filled the desert with their tears. Oh, Yamit, when all is said and done, know that peace will come one day, and we'll remember Yamit. A boy of 10 just sits and cries, his birthplace struck before his eyes, his father speaks of sacrifice. His sister sitting in the sand, she is too young to understand. Mother, can we ever go back again? Can we ever go back again? In Yamit, there is a schoolyard where the children used to play. The pavement cracks, the buildings crumble, and soon the sand will have its way. Oh, Yamit, know that peace will come one day, and we'll remember Yamit. now the desert people scatter and leave you silent as before. A thousand years, what will it matter? Only the sign I will endure. Oh, Yavi, when all is said and done, we pray to know that peace will come one day. And we'll remember Yamit. Oh, Yamit, when all is said and done, we pray to know that peace will come one day. And we'll remember Yamit.
Powerful. Yes, we pray one day that peace will come and we will remember Yamit and Gush Katif. Let's hope that there won't be many other places that we have to remember along the way. But who can tell with this world? Who can tell? The Safam came out with a song called World of Our Fathers. If you listen closely, it really is a very interesting, well, I wouldn't want to say condemnation, but it's a very real and sad observation of our people, some of our people. No, that's not right. Bear with me one second. They have two albums, and I put the wrong album in. This is the best of Safam, and I'm dedicated to playing this. So, technical problem solved very quickly, and here it comes. This will be World of Our Fathers. Coming right up. There it is.
Came to America in 1904. I was fleeing persecution and the army of the Tsar. Reached Ellis Island alone and half insane, so I left there with a different name. If it wasn't for my people, I don't know what I'd do. And I thank the Lord above me that I was born a Jew. They sheltered me and fed me till I got on my feet, and my mother's words came back to me. Just don't forget where you came from, my son, and the world of your fathers you'll soon leave behind. Just keep the faith of your people wherever you go. They're a friend you will find. I was just another greenhorn looking for a job. I prevailed upon a landsman to finally take me on. Worked as a peddler 10 hours every day. In the evening I brought home my pay. Scrimped and I saved till I put enough aside. Then I sent it to my father, his passage for to buy. Money for the steerage and money for the prize. It was 4 years since my mother died. I won't forget where I came from, my mother. Each day in the synagogue I pray for you. I've built a life for us here in America. How proud you would be if you knew. Yay-da-da in America. Yay-da-da in America. Yay-da-da in America. my sisters and my baby brother too. Then we moved up to New England near some people that we knew. I made a bit of money in Boston's old North End, which we gradually learned how to spend. A bunch of little citizens I brought into this world, but most of them were no goods who squandered while I toiled. Sophisticated Americans they very soon became. Of their father they would grow ashamed. Just don't forget where we came from, my children. The world of our fathers is what made us strong. Don't sell your souls for the thrills of America. What price must you pay to be loved? And the one who is a doctor even keeps me in his home. He says to me, mein Zeta, when the children learn to speak, abyssal Yiddish you should teach them. The time, so many times, when I feared that all was lost. We had come so far so fast that I wondered what the cost. But now I see my father's world begin to rise in my great-grandchildren's eyes.
Well, rather optimistic, would you say? Yeah, okay. We'll take a little optimism here and there. Okay, I went to a Jerusalem Reclamation Project dinner 2007. It was 9 years ago. And they handed out a CD about Yerushalayim. So I want to play a couple of selections of from that album. Let's hear from Shlomi Dachs, Im Eshkachech Yerushalayim. Shlomi Dachs.
Ayin lo yalet es Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, Yemesh Kochech,
Yerushalayim tishkach yimini imeshkachech Yerushalayim imeshkachech. Oh,
Did you ever notice how fast time flies by when you're having a good time? Hope you enjoy this first hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. Stay tuned for Anero Chazanut, Issachar Hellman, and the Basel Choir. Should find it of great interest. Thanks for joining with me, and you know how to reach me easily at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Thanks for joining with me.